Insects as food. Welcome and hello, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Today, we mostly think about bugs as a nuisance, but they can be a part of our diet. Entomologists at UT's Institute of Agriculture say insects make for tasty additions to some recipes, and they staged an insect smorgasbord to prove it. UT's Chuck Denny has the story.
It tastes kind of like... Oh, there's wings stuck in my throat.
Snack time on the UT Ag campus this day comes courtesy of the Department of Entomology. Yes, we study insects here, but bugs as food?
That's pretty good.
Bugs are the main course at the Insect Smorgasbord. Dr. Jerome Grant is with UT Ag Research.
Well, bugs are an important part of the diet of many cultures throughout the world. In the United States, we have a phobia about eating bugs.
There was actually a concern they might run out of bugs at the smorgasbord. A long line of students and faculty lined up to satisfy their culinary curiosity with a meal of mealworms, beetle bread, and other delicacies. Servers were busy.
We got stir fry and rice, crickets on top, and then we have some cricket meatloaf.
Now, what do you call that?
Cicada surprise.
Dr. Grant says there's a semi-serious message here, that insects are an important part of our ecological system, and we shouldn't be afraid of them.
Lobsters, crawdads, crayfish, all those things are very closely related to insects, but how many people do you know eat those and they would not touch an insect or place an insect in their mouth?
This free taste test was part of a UTIA class called Fear Factor, Bugs for Dinner. So bon appetit to the bug. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Now, most pet food stores have mealworms or crickets if you want to have your own taste test. However, if you are allergic to shellfish, you probably shouldn't eat insects either. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.